One moment, Jake Thane was enduring another mundane Monday in an elevator with colleagues. The next, strange words appeared in his mind. Initiation of the 93rd universe confirmed. Tutorial sequence commencing. Earth had crossed the threshold to enter the multiverse, and reality itself transformed. Jake found himself staring at a status screen displaying his attributes and facing a life-altering choice of class. While others gravitated toward warrior paths, Jake instinctively selected archer, receiving basic archery skills and starter equipment, including a wooden bow and an enchanted quiver that could magically produce arrows when infused with mana. The rules of this new reality were brutally simple. Survive for 64 days while collecting tutorial points by killing beasts. As Jake and 9 colleagues found themselves on a massive pillar overlooking a forest, his supervisor Jacob naturally assumed leadership, organizing priorities around finding water, food, and shelter. But something was fundamentally different about Jake. While others approached the tutorial with fear, he felt an unusual excitement stirring within him. "There's something about this that feels right," Jake thought as he tested his bow's weight. "Like I've been waiting my whole life for this moment without knowing it." Little did he know that his natural hunting instincts and peculiar affinity for poisons would transform him from an unremarkable business analyst into something far more dangerous, the Primal Hunter. Jake's first battle against badger-like beasts revealed his extraordinary nature. While colleagues planned meticulously, Jake grew impatient. His archer's eye activated during combat, revealing the beast's weak points with supernatural clarity, allowing him to dispatch the alpha with a perfect neck shot. His aptitude became dramatically apparent during night watch when 3 human attackers ambushed him. Something awakened within, his senses heightened supernaturally. He caught an arrow shot from behind, dodged attacks as if having eyes everywhere, and killed all 3 higher-level attackers with brutal efficiency. When colleagues found him standing blood-covered over the carnage, Jake's casual response, "I won," disturbed them deeply. The battle had awakened his bloodline ability, bloodline of the Primal Hunter, enhancing his instincts, spatial awareness, and danger perception. "This isn't just a game mechanic," Jake realized. "This is who I was always meant to be." This awakening marked Jake's first step on a different path. While others struggled to adapt, Jake thrived, as if he'd finally found where he truly belonged. Tensions escalated in Jake's group after his recklessness cost Joanna her leg during a boar attack. Meeting Richard's larger faction who demanded their healer, Jake boldly confronted Richard, mocked his level 9 status, introduced himself as Mr. Eat Shit, and walked away, his predatory demeanor visibly unsettling the larger man. As Jake departed, he noticed Richard's trackers following him. "I am the one hunting them," he thought. Jake systematically eliminated Richard's hunting party, culminating in an archery duel with Nicholas, Richard's lieutenant. Despite Nicholas's superior training, Jake's heightened perception allowed him to set a fatal trap. The victory troubled Jake, not from guilt over killing, but from his lack of it. Through introspection, he realized he enjoyed the challenge and thrill of the hunt rather than killing itself. With this understanding, Jake embraced solitude, venturing deeper into the forest to grow stronger. Jake discovered a hidden challenge dungeon for the top 5% of tutorial participants. Inside, he faced escalating trials, navigating spike-filled acid halls, collecting silver mushrooms amid traps, and crossing toxic water platforms with reduced stats. The final test demanded courage, running across collapsing platforms despite his danger senses' warnings. His bravery revealed a bonus room with a mural depicting a snake evolving from mushroom eater to wyvern to heaven-breaking dragon. In the final chamber, Jake chose to become an alchemist of the malefic viper, a spike injected poison into his hand with a 30-day cure challenge, which he immediately accepted. This granted him a poison specializing profession with 5 skills, including the rare malefic viper's poison. This is perfect, Jake thought. Not just power, but knowledge, the most dangerous weapon of all. Unknown to Jake, his choice attracted ancient attention. During his profession evolution, he met a scaled, snake-eyed man who revealed himself as the malefic viper, the god from the murals. Jake focused on improving his abilities, knowing survival required advancement. His archer class evolved into Ambitious Hunter, a rare specialization aligning with his primal hunter bloodline and drive for worthy challenges. His alchemist profession transformed to Prodigious Alchemist of the Malefic Viper, granting stat bonuses and 2 powerful skills, Alchemical Flame for controllable magical fire and Touch of the Malefic Viper for imbuing weapons with toxins. Jake's methodical approach led him to the Badger's Den dungeon, where he systematically hunted Venomfang badgers before facing the level 82 Den Mother, a fearsome beast with impressive regeneration. Despite the challenge, Jake's specialized skills and strategy proved decisive. Crafting his Venomfang dagger from the Den Mother's fang symbolized Jake's evolution. "This is what I've been looking for," Jake realized. "Not just survival, but mastery, becoming the apex predator in this new world." Unlike colleagues who clung to memories of their former lives, Jake embraced his new identity completely. The system's arrival felt like coming home, as if his previous existence had been the artificial construct, and this dangerous new reality was where he truly belonged. "I don't miss it," Jake realized while brewing potions. "The meetings, the reports, the endless cycle of meaningless work. It was all just killing time until this moment." His enhanced abilities weren't just external powers, but expressions of his true nature finally unleashed. His bloodline of the primal hunter recognized something dormant within him, a perfect attunement to the hunt. His choice of alchemy and poison crafting reflected this transformation. Where others saw danger in toxic plants, Jake saw opportunity, even consuming poisons to build immunity despite the discomfort. "We're not going back," Jake thought as the survivor count dwindled. "This isn't a test, it's evolution. Those who adapt will thrive, those who don't will perish." The tutorial's conclusion transformed the multiverse. From 1,200 participants, fewer than 50 survived. Each evolved beyond human. Jacob found purpose through his Augur of Hope class, while others, like William, descended into destructive madness, becoming warnings about unchecked power. Jake Thane, the primal hunter, prodigious alchemist of the malefic viper, and bearer of a primordial's true blessing, forged his own path. Neither hero nor villain, Jake embodied pure adaptation. His journey showed that survival meant embracing change and one's true nature rather than clinging to outdated identities or moral codes. As barriers between worlds thinned, Jake prepared to enter the wider multiverse with his evolved race, specialized class, and mastery of deadly poisons. In a system-governed multiverse where gods wagered on mortal fates, the primal hunter had made his presence known. The malefic viper smiled, knowing his investment would yield immeasurable returns in the gods' great game.